songs.
每次来到这里，听到这些敬拜的歌曲，跟大家在一起，都觉得特别的蒙祝福。
And today I want to talk to you about a topic called the love's fellowship of love.
今天要跟大家分享的题目是爱的团契。
And let me start with an illustration.
一开始的时候跟大家讲一个小故事。
There is a very famous British detective called Sherlock Holmes.
有一个很有名的英国的侦探，名字叫做福尔摩斯。
Yeah, that's right, 福尔摩斯。And he has a very knowledgeable partner called Dr. Watson.
他旁边有一个副手，非常的有知识的，名字叫做华生医生 Watson.
You may have heard of them. One day, the two of them went on a camping trip.
有一天，他们俩出去露营。
And after a very good meal and some quiet time, they lay down for the night.
他们吃了很好的一顿晚餐，然后聊了一下，然后就开始
They went to sleep.
Yeah.
And some hours later, Holmes woke up and he nudged his faithful friend.
几个小时以后，福尔摩斯醒过来，就摇醒了他的这个朋友。
He says, "Watson, Watson, look up in the sky and tell me what you see."
他说，华生，华生，你睁开眼睛，看看你在天上能看到什么东西。
Watson is sleeping and he goes.Well, Holmes, I see millions and millions of stars.
那结果华生就是那时候还有点困，一睁开眼就说，我可以看到成千上万的星斗。
Holmes says, "Yes, but what does that tell you?"
他说你看到这么多星斗，它告诉你什么？
Well, Holmes thought for a moment, then he says, "Well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets."
华生就想一下，就说，嗯，我看了有。可以告诉我有成千上万的银河系，可能有成千上亿的星星。
He says, horologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15.
然后从时间上我来推想一下，现在大概是清晨3:01。
And he says, theologically, I can see that God is omnipotent and that we are small and insignificant.
从神学观点来看，我们知道神是多么的伟大，而我们是多么的渺小。
He said, meteorologically, I think that tomorrow we'll have a beautiful day.
从气象学而言，我觉得明天派我们的天气会很好。
And then Watson asked, Holmes, what does this tell you?
那结果华生就想了一下说，那福尔摩斯，你觉得这个是告诉你什么呢？
Holmes was silent for a moment, and then he said, Watson, you meathead, someone has stolen our tent.
这福尔摩斯沉默了一下，就说：“华生，你这个笨蛋，你知道有人把我们的帐篷给偷了。”
Someone stole our tent. Why do I tell this story?
我为什么要告诉大家这个故事呢？
You know, there are some churches and there are some fellowships today who are a lot like Dr. Watson.
有很多的教会，甚至有很多的团契，蛮像华生医生的。
You see, we see a lot of detail, but we sometimes miss the big picture.
我们看到很多的细节，但我们却没有看到大图画。
You know, we are doctrinally sound.
是的，我们神学上是非常的正确。
We are intellectually endowed.
我们知识上非常的丰富。
We are theologically impeccable.
我们的神学上是非常的正确。
But we can't find our tent.
但是我们却找不到我们的帐篷。
Did someone stolen our tent?
有人把我们的帐篷给偷了。
So this is a question I want to think about with you today.
所以今天我想跟大家来思想一下这个问题。
Do we still have our tent?
我们的帐篷还在吗？
What exactly is our tent?
到底我们的帐篷是什么？
What is this message that we have been charged with telling the world?
到底神要我们向世界宣扬的信息是什么呢？
And how can we so live that we can share this message truthfully?
我们怎么样能够真真实实的把这个信息活出来呢？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're just so grateful for this fellowship.
主，我们非常谢谢你把这个团契赐给我们。
We are so grateful that you are God of love.
我们谢谢你是爱的神。
We are so grateful that you have charged us to be messengers of your love.
我们谢谢你，你也给我们这个使命。让我们成为你爱的使者。
So teach us, Lord, how to love each other.
求你教导我们怎么样彼此相爱。
Show us what it's like to love.
让你教导我们，让我们知道怎么样才是去爱。
So that the reality of your presence may be manifest in our lives.
所以你与我们的同在能够彰显出来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Okay, so the title of this talk is A Fellowship of Love.
今天的题目叫做爱的团契。
Now the Bible talks a lot about love.
圣经关于爱讲了很多。
If we were just to read all the passages, it would take us our whole time.
如果我们光看关于爱的经文的话，我们整个的时间都用不够。
Let me pick a few.
所以我就只挑选出了一些。
The first one I want to share with you is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
第一个我要跟大家分享的经文是在约翰福音第十三章
Verses 34 and 35
第34跟35节
I'll ask Lily to read it, yeah
我赐给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱你们若有彼此相爱的心众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了
众人因此就认出你是我的门徒了 like, You will be...They will know you are my disciple if you love one another.
如果我们彼此相爱，众人就可以认出我们是他的门徒。
So the center of the message that we have for the world is a message of love.
所以我们对于世界的信息的中心就是爱。
And the core way we communicate this message is the way we live together.
我们怎么样把这个爱的信息传出来，就跟我们怎么样彼此相处有关系。
And this word fellowship.
而这个字叫做团契。
A very special word.
是一个非常特别的字。
What does it mean?
团契是什么意思呢
？Well, if you go to the book of First John,
如果你翻到约翰一书
，the book that we're going to mostly focus on today,
就是我们今天主要看的经文。
We can start with First John 1 verses 3, and then verses 6 and 7.
我们可以看一下约翰一书第一章第三节以及第六跟第七。
Here's what the Apostle John says to the people around him.
使徒保罗对于他
周围的人。It's Apostle John.不是保罗
使徒约翰对于他周围的人所说的话我们将所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交第六节我们若说与神相交却仍在黑暗里行就是说谎了不行真理了我们若行在光明中如同神在光明中就彼此相交他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们一切的罪、
He says if we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you may also have fellowship with us
在这里他说我们把我们所听见的所看见的告诉你们使得你们与神中间能够有相交
So what did they hear? What did they see?
到底他看见什么到底他听见什么
They heard and they saw Jesus
他们看见听见了耶稣
And they want What is the result of that?
那这个结果是什么呢
They have fellowship with God and with each other.
也就是与神彼此中间有相交。
Yeah, this word, 相交, okay, fellowship, it appears three times here.
在这里这个词 fellowship, 相交出现过三次。
相交 is not, you know, 相交, you know, the food.
Some
people say I'm a 香蕉 because I'm yellow outside, white inside.
香蕉不是我们吃的香蕉。也不是像
大便外面
是黄的里面是白的
yeah this 相交 this fellowship refers to this word koinonia
这个词哈相交它的
Greek word
原词叫做 koinonia
it means this exchange this intimate exchange or this life to life relationship
就是这个生命跟生命中间所有的关系
It's a word used to refer to the spiritual union of believers with Christ and with the Father and with each other
它所要形容的就是门徒就是说信徒之间彼此中间的那个亲密的关系以及与神跟耶稣中间的关系
It conveys a sense of communication a sense of bonding
它讲到交流讲到彼此中间那种联合的合一之感
And this passage says if you have fellowship, 相交 with God, then you will walk in the light, and if you have the light, you will have fellowship.
也就是说，如果你与神中间有这个相交的关系，你就是活在神的光中，然后你就会活在与神中间有团契的关系。
You know, it's so what it's referring to is this life relationship built on our relationship with God and with the life that we share.
他所讲到的这个关系呢就是我们与神中间的关系以及我们彼此中间所分享的那个生命
You know, by our own nature we may not the bunch of us may not be together
照着我们的本性我们这一群人不见得今天会聚在这里
We are not together because we have similar age or cultural background
我们聚在这里不是因为我们年龄相仿，也不是因为我们文化背景相同。
Not because we have the same hobbies or we have the same temperaments.
也不是因为我们的嗜好相同，也不是因为我们的个性相似。
We are here together because we have experienced this extraordinary love.
我们之所以今天聚在这里，是因为我们经历了神极大的爱。
You know, so we call this a fellowship of love.
所以我们才称它为爱的团体。
And it is God's love that we share.
而这个爱呢，是神的爱。
And the Bible says, if we love one another,
圣经告诉我们说，如果我们彼此相爱，
the people will know that we are His disciples.
别人就可以认出来我们是神的门徒。
Yeah. The whole book of First John is about these two themes, love and fellowship.
整个的约翰一书就是在讲这两个事情，一个是
相
爱，与神相爱，一个是与神相交。
Yeah, 相爱跟相交。
相爱跟相交。
Right. And it's repeated over and over again.
这个两个词呢，一再一再的出现。
In fact, in our main passage today,
事实上我们今天主要的经文
is in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12.
就是约翰一书第四章第七到第十二节。
对，刚刚读过了 ，right? We read it before, and so the first verse says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God."
在这里一开始就讲到，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来的。
So the first two key points I want to come across to you today. First is that the primacy of God's love.
所以今天有两点我要跟大家分享的。第一点就是。爱是从神而来，就是爱的源头是从神而来的。
The second is the practical face of love in daily fellowship.
第二点要跟大家分享的就是怎么样能够在我们每一天团契的生活里把这个爱能活出来。
So first, the primacy of God's love.
所以第一点，这个爱的源头是从神而来。
It says love comes from God.
所以第一点就是告诉我们。爱是从神而来的。
In verse 8, it says, because God is love.
第八节告诉我们说，因为神就是爱。
You know, in China today, there are some churches that talk about a movement called salvation through love.
我听说在中国有一些教会现在教导的是因爱得救。
因爱称义 okay?
Justified by love.
Does that seem strange to you?
你听了之后会不会觉得有一点不对劲？
It seems like a shortcut. You want to have the love without the God. You know, 因爱称义，不是因信称义 right?
你好像要绕捷径一样，把神给撇出来。我们只要靠着爱就可以称义了。
But the Bible says love is from God. God is love.
但圣经要告诉我们的就是，爱是从神而来，因为神就是爱。
And that is the source and the purpose of our fellowship.
这就是我们之所以。有团契的原因也是我们的资源。
In the U.S., you know, you may have noticed we have a budget deficit.
在美国，大家都知道，我们美国有很大的债。
You know, it means that we spend more than we have.
代表我们花的要比我们所有的要多。
I would say in this world today, we also have a love deficit.
我说今天我们的世界里也有一个爱的债。
We want love more than we give it.
我们要。多一点爱到身上，但我们流出去的爱很少。
Everybody agrees love is a good thing.
每个人都同意爱是一个好东西。
But everybody wants to be loved first.
但每一个人都希望自己先被爱。
And the Bible says God is the source of love.
圣经告诉我们，爱的源头是神。
So when we know God, when we receive His love, it's through that love that we have come, that we have something to give to others.
所以当我们认识神当我们接受他的时候我们接受了他的爱这个爱才能从我们中间流出去
You know, the human being is a very 可怜的动物
人事实上是一个蛮可怜的动物
Yeah, you know, I think as I often say the saddest passage in the Bible is in the book of Genesis
是我常常跟大家分享的我觉得圣经最悲哀的一节是在创世纪
Genesis 3:7.
创世纪第三章第七节。
You remember that they ate the fruit.
你记得他们吃了那个不该吃的果子。
And the Bible says their eyes were open.
圣经告诉我们，他们的眼睛就明亮了。
What did they see?
到底他们看见了什么
？They saw that they were naked.
他们就看见自己是赤身露体。
They saw they were naked.
他看见自己是赤身露体。
And this is a very real description of the human condition we're in today.
事实上这个就是在我们人类的现况一个很好的描述。
It's a very sad but very accurate description of the state of the human heart.
是一个很悲哀但是很真实的描述人现在的情况。
You remember what God said?
你记得神怎么样说吗？
God said, "Where are you?"
神就问说，你在哪里？
Of course, God knows where Adam was.
当然神是知道亚当在哪里。
But by asking him, God forces him to think about where he is.
但是神之所以这个样问他，是要使得亚当思想一下到底他现在在哪里。
And you remember Adam's reply?
你记得不记得亚当的回答？
It was a timeless reply.
他的回答是一个跨越时间的一个回答。
He said, "I am afraid."
他说我害怕。
Because I am naked.
因为我赤身露体。
So I hid.
所以我藏起来了。
I am afraid because I am naked. So I
我害怕，因为我赤身露体，所以我藏起来。
We have fear, we have shame, and we have this thing called denial or hiding.
我们有恐惧，然后我们有羞耻，然后我们有这一个就是否认，然后或者隐藏的这个情况。
You know, these emotions are universal.
这一些情绪是整个世界都有的。
When we look across the world, there is no place where people do not understand these emotions.
在世界没有一个角落，没有人会不了解这一些情绪。
And yet God, through Jesus Christ,
但神借着耶稣基督
is calling us back to himself.
把我们呼召到他，回到他的身边。
He's saying, this animal that is afraid,
他说这个惧怕的人
who's ashamed,
这个羞愧的人
who's hiding,
这个躲藏的人
God wants to liberate into his own love.
神要在他自己的爱里把他释放出来。
You know, when I first became a Christian,
当我一开始成为基督徒的时候，
I have some friends.
我有些朋友。
They said, "Well, I believe in God."
他说我相信神啊。
But why do I have to believe in Jesus?
但我为什么需要相信耶稣呢？
Like, you know, I could just believe in Tao.
我就信一个道就行了。
This great Tao.
就这个。伟大的道就行
了。Maybe even a moral Tao.
可能就是一个道德的道呢。
But why do you Christians want to personal worship?
但为什么你们基督徒要个人崇拜？
Worshipping a person, that's so limiting.
你为什么要这么狭制自己来敬拜一个人呢？
The Bible says, God is 道，道是神啊，道就是神。
圣经告诉我们，道就是神。
The Bible also says, 道成肉身。
但圣经也告诉我们，道成了肉身。
That the Tao of the universe became flesh.
这个宇宙的道来到这个世上，成为了肉身。
Why did he do that?
为什么他要这样做？
So that we may know something about the heartbeat of God.
他之所以这个样做，让我们能够完全才真正的认识到神的心肠。
Because we may know the power of God just through creation.
当我们看到宇宙创造的时候，我们肯定可以感受到神的能力。
But we will not know the heartbeat of God except through Jesus Christ.
但除非借着耶稣基督，我们不可能知道神爱我们的心肠。
What is love?
到底爱是什么？
What is love?
到底什么是爱？
We are all looking for love, but what does it look like?
我们都在寻找爱，但是爱是什么样子呢？
Well, one thing we know is love is relational.
第一点，我们知道爱是关系性。
It's between beings.
是两个活生生的人中间。
I can love my wife, but it's hard for me to love this clicker, right?
我可以爱我的妻子，但我不容易爱这个物质。
Because it's not relational.
因为这不是一个关系。
God became a person.
神成为一个人
so that we may know about his love.
这样我们才能认识到神的爱。
The other thing we know about love,
我们知道爱的另外一个层面是
is that love is sacrificial.
爱是牺牲的。
Think back to your life.
你想一想你回顾你这一生。
Who has ever loved you?
有谁爱过你？
Think of that.
你想一下看。
How do you know that person has loved you?
你怎么知道这个人爱过你？
Is it not because this person had paid a price for you?
是不是因为这个人为了你，为了爱你付出过代价？
Gave up something for you.
他为了你舍弃了什么东西？
I know that my mother loved me.
我知道我妈爱我。
Because, as an example, the year that I went to college,
比方说那一年我上大学。
My mother, who was a professor, she stayed up all night sewing a blanket for me.
我妈是一个教授，但我走的前一夕，她整夜都没有睡，来帮我缝一个被子。
Because she knew that I was going to Waterloo, which is a cold place.
因为她知道我要读大的学的地方 Waterloo 是非常的冷。
We measure love by more by its cost than by the benefits it concerns.
我们怎么样知道衡量一个爱呢？不是在于我们得到了多少，而通常是在于看到对方付出了多少。
付出了多少？ So that's why very rich people could give a lot of money to the kids. The kids may not feel loved.
比方说，一个很富有的人，可能可以给孩子很多的钱，但孩子不见得因此就觉得很被爱。
Because dad has lots of money anyway.
因为反正老爸有的是钱。
Yeah, my father. It was very hard. It's much harder for me to know my father loved me.
对我而言，要知道我爸爸爱我比较困难。
Because he was a very typical Chinese father. You know, he's the type that if you get 95 on an exam, he will say, where's the other five?
他是那种，你考了95分，他还说，那另外五分到哪儿去了？
Sounds like you guys have maybe a father like that too.
听起来好像你们知道这个情况。
So maybe that's the way he expressed his love.
可能那就是他表达爱的方法。
But later in his life, he got cancer.
但是在他生命快结束的时候，他发现他得了癌症。
He was confined to a wheelchair.
他那时候坐在轮椅上。
He had an operation called a tracheotomy.
他开了一个手术，就是把这个喉咙这个地方打开，打一个洞。
So there's a hole in his throat.
所以在他的喉咙里有个洞。
He also became a Christian.
他那时候也成为了基督徒。
And when I used to come home,
当我回家的时候
，and he would plug take his finger plug this hole so he could talk.
所以他通常会把手指塞着这个洞，所以他才能发声音。
And he would say, "How was your day?"
他以很沙哑的声音来问我，你今天好吗？
And he followed me with his eyes.
我走到哪儿，他眼睛看到哪儿。
And in those last 2 years, well, his last 2 years.
在他生命的最后两年。
We became very close.
我们变得很亲近。
I was able to tell him many things.
我可以告诉他很多的事情。
You know, when I saw my father able to give me his last breath,
当我看到我爸爸把他最后一口气都给了我的时候，
then I understood.
然后我那时候才认识到，
I knew that he loved me.
那时候真正的知道我爸爸爱我。
This passage tells us about God's love.
这段经文告诉我们神的爱。
It says God is love.
他说神就是爱。
How do we know God is love?
我们怎么会知道神就是爱？
Because he chose to be constrained by time and space.
因为他选择被时空辖制。
He chose to be born in a little manger.
他选择出生在马槽里。
To be born in a poor family.
他出生在一个穷人的家庭。
He chose not only to die, but to die hanging on a cross.
他选择不仅死，而且是死在十字架上。
And he lived a life of sacrifice.
他活了一个牺牲的一生。
He showed us how to wash each other's feet.
他教导我们怎么样彼此洗脚。
If Jesus of Nazareth is God,
如果拿撒勒人耶稣是神的话，
then God is love.
那神就是爱。
And it is by this that we understand what love is.
他说，因此我们就知道爱是什么。
See, the Christian God is not a God that we can invent.
你知道，基督教的这个神是我们没有办法创造出来的。
We can't invent a God that will wash our feet.
我们不能创出一个为我们洗脚的神。
But our God is a God who washes feet.
但是我们的神真正就是一个为我们洗脚的神。
And because of this, we know that God is love.
因此我们就知道神就是爱。
Because of this, we have something to give to the world.
因为我们知道这个样子，我们才能够给世界一些东西。
Because we have received this love, we have something to offer to other people.
因为我们接受到了这个样的爱，我们才可能把这个样的爱给世界。
You know, California is a very dry place.
你知道加州是一个非常干燥的地方。
You know, if we don't have water, this place is just desert.
如果我们没有水来灌溉的话，这个地方就是一个沙漠。
Very few things will grow here.
很少东西可以在这儿长。
And the cross.
而十字架。
It's like a water tower.
就好像一个水塔一样。
God lifting up Christ.
神把基督举起来。
And the water flows down to a very dry world.
然后他的那个水就可以流到这个干渴无水之地。
To cause life to grow.
使得生命能够在这里长出来。
But we don't always tap the source.
但我们常常不见得要这个水的资源。
We try to find other ways to satisfy our thirst.
我们常常用别的东西来满足我们里面的渴。
Because our own eyes, we can't see what God sees.
因为我们的眼睛看不到神所看到的。
We can't see what He's done for us and how He looks at us.
我们看不到他为我们做了什么，我们也不知道他怎么样看我们。
Johann Sebastian Bach is a great musician.
有一个非常有名的音乐家叫做巴哈。
He used to work in actually the mayor's office.
他以前是在他那个城市的市长的办公室。
And he wrote many brilliant music pieces.
他写了很多很多非常美妙的音乐。
And many of these pieces were left in parchment.
但很多的东西就是他写在那个乐谱上面。
A lot of them were piled in the basement of the mayor's office.
很多的都是留在他的那个市长的那个地下室。
And after he died, people didn't know what to do with this.
当他死了以后，大家不知道这些乐谱该怎么办。
And they gave the parchment to a fishmonger who used it to wrap fish.
然后他们就把这一些乐谱给了一个卖鱼的，让他卖鱼的时候来包鱼。
These unbelievable pieces of music were just lost because they're being wrapped, used to wrap fish.
这些这么美妙的音乐就流失了，因为人不知道它的价值，拿去包鱼去了。
God says, "You are my masterpieces."
神跟我们说，你是我的精心杰作。
But we use our lives to wrap fish.
但是我们却把我们的生命拿去包鱼。
Not only that, we don't just treat ourselves that way; we treat other people that way.
我们不仅这个样对待自己，我们对待别人也是这个样。
Because we really do not see how God sees.
因为我们看不到神怎么样看。
But God says, in this fellowship,
但神说在这个团契，
this place that I call my church,
在这个地方我称为我的教会，
you treat people the way I see them.
你要以我的眼光来对待别人。
You see them as valuable.
你要把他们当作有价值的来看。
Significant.
有意义。
Lovable.
是可爱的。
Worthwhile to work with.
是值得你与他同工的。
I remember when I was a young Christian.
我记得我刚刚成为基督徒的时候。
I was Lily and I were working in a group that would organize youth conference for Eastern Canada.
我们那个时候是为东加拿大的一些年轻人举办一个营会。
And my job was to work on promotional flyers.
我的工作就是来做广告。
I take pictures and prepare the promotion flyer.
我照照片，然后我做一个小册子。
I prepared a set of flyers and I gave it to the guy who's in charge of the overall promotion.
结果我就弄了一些做了一个小册子，然后就给我这个上面负责的这个弟兄去看。
This young brother, he's younger than me.
而这个负责的弟兄他年龄比我还小。
And he didn't like it.
他不喜欢。
He didn't recognize my genius.
他没有认出来我有多大的天才。
So I complained.
所以我就抱怨了。
I complained not to him, but to the big boss. You know, the person who's in charge of the whole camp.
Yeah, 所以我没有跟他抱怨，我就越过他到那个上面是整个负责整个营会的那个人。
And that person, it turns out, is a very wise sister.
就那个总负责人是一个非常有智慧的姐妹。
And she said to me.
她跟我说。
She said, Charles.
她说 ，Charles.
Your first job is to work with Kevin.
你第一个工作是要跟这个 Kevin 弟兄一起同工。
Your second job is to design a good flyer.
你第二项工作才是设计好一个小宣传册。
This is very wise.
我觉得他非常有智慧。
Because in the grand scheme of things,
因为如果我们从大图画来看，
the witness of the relationship between Christians is far more important than how that flyer is designed.
基督徒中间彼此那个好的关系的见证，要比是不是有一个很好的宣传册更加重要。
Because the message we are delivering is a message of grace.
因为我们所要带出来的信息是一个恩典的信息。
Grace.
恩典的信息。
Do you remember John says the Word became flesh?
你记不记得使徒约翰说道成了肉身？
And then what did he say?
然后他说什么？
He said he made his dwelling among us.
住在我们的中间。
At the end he says what? Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Dwell among us.
住在我们的中间。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Grace before truth.
恩典在真理的前面。
See, truth is like a hammer.
真理好像一个锤子。
It's heavy.
它是很重的。
It bludgeons people.
它会把人打伤的。
But grace.
但是恩典。
Grace is like the velvet that wraps the hammer.
好像包着那个锤子的布。
It makes the truth absorbable.
使得真理让我们能够接受。
And by God's grace.
借着神的恩典。
When we build our fellowship.
当我们来建立我们的团契的时
候。We will build it upon grace and truth.
我们会建立在恩典及真理上。
Yeah. Remember when Paul was talking to believers about sacrificing food, to eating the food that was sacrificed to idols.
记得哥林多，就是说保罗跟那时候的信徒说关于吃不吃祭物的事情。
That was a very controversial issue in the church then.
在那个时候，这是一个非常有争议的一件事情。
Some people say, yeah, you know, all foods are clean because God sanctifies them.
有一些人说所有的食物都是洁净的，因为神已经洁净了。
Some people say, no, you can't. This is offered to idols.
但有些人说不，你不可以，这一些食物是祭过偶像的。
And Paul says, you know, whether they should eat or not.
保罗说无论你吃或者不吃。
This is what he says. He says about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge.
论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识。
He says, oh, on this thing, we are all experts.
关于这个吃不吃祭物，我们每个人都好像是专家一样。
He says, but knowledge puffs up.
但是知识叫人自高自大。
It's love that builds up.
唯有爱心能造就人。
唯有爱心能造就人。He says, the man who thinks he knows something doesn't yet know as he ought to know.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他真是不知道。
But the man who loves God is known by God.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
You see, he sets up a contrast between the word knowledge and the word know.
他把这两个字，一个叫知识，一个叫知道，做一个对比。
He says knowledge, 一个是知识，一个是知道， right? 知道 the original Greek word is yada.
知道，整个的希腊文原文叫做 yada.
To know is a relational word. It means I know someone, I yada her.
这个知道是一个关系上的一个字，所以说你很认识一个人，你才用这个 yada 这个字。
He says you may know all about what food to eat.
你可能有这个知识，知道什么样的食物该吃，什么样食物不该吃。
But do you know how to love?
但你知道不知道怎么样去爱？
The one who knows how to love is loved by God, known by God.
那个知道怎么样去爱的人，才真正的被神所认识。
Because the heartbeat of God is for us to become dispensers of grace.
因为神的心意是要我们成为恩典的出口。
And the church, the fellowship, is to become a place of grace.
在教会里，团契应该是一个恩典的地方。
Right. So practically, what does love look like in a church or a fellowship?
所以实际上而言，在一个教会或者在一个团契里，爱是什么样子？
So, practically speaking, what does it look like to love?
实际上而言，爱到底是什么样一个模样？
I just touch briefly on three things.
我很快地跟大家分享三点。
The first one is love. Love is sharing our lives.
第一个，爱是分享我们的生命。
Love is sharing.
爱是分享。
The second is love extends ourselves.
第二个是爱是延伸自己。
延伸 exactly. You know, to go beyond ourselves.
超越或者超越。
The third is love makes time for other people.
第三个，爱是在时间上做投资。
You know, if a fellowship knows how to really share, how to really extend, and how to really make time, it will grow.
如果一个团契，他真的知道怎么样分享生命，怎么样来超越自我， 怎么样在时间上做投资的话，这个团契一定会成长。
It will progress in the Lord.
它会在主里面长的。
So let me talk about each of these.
所以我跟大家分享这一些。
Love is sharing our lives.
爱是分享我们的生命。
What does it mean to share your life?
什么叫做分享生命？
It means not to share just our doctrines and our philosophies.
我们并不是光分享我们的神学，也不是光分享我们的哲学。
It's to share our joys, our sorrows, our fears, our wounds, and our vulnerabilities.
而是来分享我们的喜，分享我们的乐，我们的伤，我们的痛，我们的悲。
Excellent. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know, a church should be a secure place.
教堂、教会应该是一个安全的地方。
It's not just a place where we share things we're proud of.
不是光来这里分享我们觉得自己很骄傲的东西。
You know, hey, my kid got into Stanford.
Hey, 我的孩子进到了斯坦福了。
Hey, I've got a great new job.
啊，我找到一个新的好棒的工作。
I think those are good things.
这些是好事情。
But I think God wants us to share more.
但是我觉得神要我们分享更多。
To share reality.
分享我们真真实实的生命。
Life as it really is.
人生怎么样就是怎么样。
You know, reality is, well, I just lost my job.
有时候现实不是很美，比方说我刚刚失业了。
And it's my fault.
是我的错。
Reality is, so maybe my daughter is pregnant and she's not married yet.
现实可能是我女儿怀孕了，但她还没有结婚。
Reality may be I'm addicted to pornography and I can't help myself.
现实可能是我有这个黄色的瘾，但是我没有办法控制。
Reality may be my spouse just told me that she wants to leave me.
现实可能是我的配偶要离开我。
Reality, maybe I just had this huge fight with my boyfriend, and I can barely make it to church this morning.
现实可能是我刚刚才跟我男朋友大吵一架，我今天早上都来不了教会。
Who can we tell these things to?
这一些心事你能告诉谁？
The Bible tells us that those who follow Jesus will live in the light.
圣经告诉我们，那些跟随耶稣的人会活在光里。
That means that you are just who you are.
也就是说你就是一个透明的人。
Yeah. So, you know, 1 John 1, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7.
约翰一书第一章第六跟第七节。
What we read earlier.
也就是我们刚刚所读的。
He said,
我们若说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Yeah, he says, if you want to have fellowship with God, you cannot walk in the darkness.
他说，如果你要与神中间相交的话，你不能行走在黑暗里。
You have to walk in the light.
你需要走在光里。
That means you need to be transparent.
代表说你需要做一个透明的。
It is what it is.
你是什么样，原形毕露，你是怎么样就怎么样。
There was a young boy.
有一个小男孩。
He went to church in this beautiful old building.
他去了一个教堂，这个教堂里有很漂亮、很漂亮的一个教堂。
And these have these old stained glass windows.
它上面有很多这种彩色玻璃，像你们。
Yeah, like sort of this, but it's older. And it has pictures of the life of Jesus all depicted in the stained glass window. Kind of like the Memorial Church in Stanford.
它上面有一些彩色的玻璃，上面有耶稣这一生放在这个上面，有一点像斯坦福的那个大教堂。
Yeah, and one day his teacher in Sunday school asked him, "What is a saint?"
有一天在主日学，他的老师问他们，到底什么样是一个圣人？
And he says, "Oh, I know what a saint is."
那他说，我知道，我知道。
A saint is the one that the light shines through.
他说，圣人是那个光可以透过他的。
The one the light shines through.
圣人是那个光可以透过他的。
It's a saint is not some great person.
圣人不是一个很了不起的一个人，了不得的一个人。
A saint is a transparent one.
圣徒就是一个透明的人。
One that is willing to live in the light.
一个愿意活在光中的人。
And here's the reality of it.
这个事实是怎么样呢？
The reality is life is messy.
事实是这个样子的，人生 常常是一团糟的。
We mess up.
我们常常会闯祸。
As Christians, we can mess up big time too.
基督徒也很会闯祸。
Yeah, 很会闯祸。But by God's grace,
但是借着神的恩典，
it is God's light that shines through.
是神的光从我们中间透出去。
So if we're willing to confess our sins,
如果我们愿意认自己的罪，
live a transparent life,
活出一个透明的生命，
then we become a fellowship of love.
我们才能成为一个爱的团契，
a fellowship of light,
一个光的团契。
There's a group of transparent people,
因为是一群透明的人，
who are willing to get together, live in openness and vulnerability.
愿意聚在一起，把我们的软弱，把我们的问题分享出来。
Remember, Jesus saved his most angry words for people who are not that way.
记不记得耶稣觉得最愤怒的是哪一种人呢？就是不愿意成为一个透明的人那样的人。
He didn't save those words for prostitutes or tax collectors.
他并没有把这些这一些话骂给税吏或者是妓女。
Not those, but those who choose not to be transparent.
而他所责备的是那些不愿意让自己做透明的人。
We go to a church called MPPC.
我们去一个教会叫做 MPPC.
Menlo Park Presbyterian Church. And they, in there, they have a group called SALT.
在那里他有一个 group 叫做 SALT.
SALT stands for Sexual Addicts Learning to Trust.
性瘾君子学习信任 ，salt.
Salt, yeah. It's a group of brothers who take seriously the fact that they feel they're addicted to pornography.
就是一群弟兄们，他们知道自己有性瘾。
性瘾， right.
就是看黄色网站。
Last year, one of the brothers in our fellowship joined that group.
去年我们认识有一个弟兄参加了这个。
And as part of that, they're very honest.
他们非常的诚实。
And he began every week to report to people whether he failed again or he's able to avoid his bad habits.
结果他就开始每一个礼拜都跟他小组的弟兄报告，说这一个礼拜到底他有没有犯罪。
At first, it made people awkward.
一开始的时候，大家觉得有点尴尬，不舒服。
Gradually, we saw that it had an immensely positive impact on our fellowship.
就渐渐我们就发现，他对于我们的团契有很大正面的影响。
We find people are more willing to open up.
因为我们发现人因此愿意打开来。
When we start to share our transparencies.
当我们就分享我们自己使自己透明的时候
，our weaknesses，
分享我们的弱点
，our wounds，
我们的伤痕
，then we begin to build a church of light。
我们才开始建立一个光的教会。
Yeah. It was C.S. Lewis who said that the best substitute for a real church fellowship is the bar。
C.S. Lewis 曾经讲过说，这个教会最好的代替品就是一个酒吧。
代替品 right 或者是 imitation、oh. because in, at a bar you can tell people exactly what you really feel
因为在一个酒吧你可以完完全全的你自己想什么就说什么
you're all pretty messed up so it's okay
反正大家都一塌糊涂没有关系
yeah see God made us with a real need
神造我们的时候给了我们很深的需要
a need to be to know and to be known
这个需要呢就是认识跟被认识
a need to be naked and not ashamed
这个需要就是赤身露体而不羞愧
to be known and yet embraced
被别人认识而被别人接受
you know the world really needs this kind of fellowship
世界实在是需要这个样的团契
and by God's grace we don't have to go to a bar to find it
我希望靠着神的恩典，我们不需要到酒吧才能找到。
Yeah. Have you ever seen a cat in front of a fireplace?
大家有没有看到一只小猫在壁炉前面
？You know, a cat in front of a fireplace is a great sight.
当你看到一只猫在壁炉前面，真的非常可爱。
Because it just relaxes and stretches out and just kind of melts.
那整个猫好像绒一样，就在壁炉前面这样整个敞开来。
It's so warm.
因为那是温暖的地方。
And by God's grace,
希望借着神的恩典
we will be a place like that.
这里也是那样的一个地方，温暖的地方。
The world needs it.
世界需要这样的地方。
God wants it.
神要我们这个样子。
He expects it.
他觉得我们应该是这个样子。
Otherwise, what do we do here?
否则我们聚在这里做什么？
You know, in your bulletin, you report every week the attendance numbers and the offering numbers.
在每一个礼拜，在你们的支举单上有告诉你们出席人数以及奉献的款项。
What would it be like if we had a love meter?
如果我们那里也有一个爱的一个报告，多好。
What would it say?
你想，如果有这个样子，他会说什么呢
？How would we score?
到底我们的数码是什么
？On the authenticity scale, where are we?
如果讲到真诚的话，我们到底有多真诚
？On the sharing scale, what are we?
但讲到分享上，我们是在哪里？
Love shares.
爱是分享生命。
Share our lives. Love also reaches beyond ourselves.
第二个，爱也是要超越自己。
超越自己。Love takes chances.
因为爱是要冒险的。
Love goes beyond boundaries.
你要越过你的界限。
You know, we all have many fears.
我们都有很多的惧怕。
You know, fear of rejection, fear of ridicule.
我们怕人家拒绝我们，怕人家讥笑我们。
The perfect love casts out fear.
但是在完全的爱里就没有惧怕。
So, take a chance.
所以希望你能冒一点险。
You know, we all get used to a certain way of living.
我们生活常常都有一种习惯。
We get into a pattern.
一种模式。
My daughter, Monica.
Monica.
Between 10th and 11th grade, she actually moved from the East Coast with us to the West Coast.
当她从升十一年级的那个夏天，她跟我们从西海岸、东海岸。
You know, it's a really hard thing.
你知道这是很困难的一件事情。
And she wrote about it in an essay later.
她后来在写了一篇文章里写出来。
She talked about the day she walked into the cafeteria for the first time in California.
她讲到开学第一天在加州，她走到那个餐厅的时候。
She carried her tray. She walked into the room. Everybody is seated in tables.
她拿着她的食物，然后端到那个。咖啡厅突然就发现每一个人都有他自己的一群朋友。
Then she realized what a dramatic and big thing she got herself into.
她那一时刻意识到这个是一个多大的挑战，多大的变化。
She looked, and there was one person who looked up and didn't look away.
她到处一看，只有一个人抬头看了她，没有立刻把头转过去。
So she said, "May I sit here?"
她就跟他讲，我可以坐在这里。
And that's where she sat for the next 2 years until she graduated.
她就坐在那个桌子，一直到她高中毕业。
You know, our lives are like this.
我们的人生很像这里。
We often do not even want to go to a different table.
我们常常连换一个桌子都不愿意。
But love takes an interest.
但是爱是对别的有兴趣。
Love takes a risk.
爱有时候要冒险。
That's the way God loved us.
神就是这个要爱我们。
You know, you're afraid of being rejected.
你怕被拒绝。
But God was rejected.
但是神被拒绝。
You're afraid of being ridiculed.
你怕别人笑你。
But God was ridiculed.
但是神被别人讥笑。
I once came out of a supermarket.
有一次我从一个一个 supermarket.
I saw someone with a T-shirt.
我看到一个女的穿了一个 T-shirt.
Yeah, 一个女的 exactly, and she said, "It was a 女的 I told you before."
Yeah.
And the T-shirt said, "I'll love you when you're more like me."
那 T-shirt 上讲说，如果你更像我的时候，我才会喜欢你。
I'll love you when you're more like me.
如果你更像我的话，我才可能爱你。
By God's grace, we can love somebody who's not so much like yourself.
希望借着神的恩典，我们能够爱一个跟我们自己不太像的人。
Let me talk a little bit. So reaching beyond your comfort zone.
所以第二点就是说，你要超越自己。
And let me talk a little bit about conflict resolution.
我想在这里跟大家谈一下怎么样处理冲突。
I know that you have a workshop coming and you're going to get lots of it, but I was told not everyone's going to this workshop.
我知道你们会有一个冲突的一个讲座啊，但是我听说不是每个人都会去。
So let me speak quickly about conflict resolution.
所以我很快的跟大家讲一下你怎么样处理冲突。
The single most important thing in conflict resolution.
在处理冲突时候最重要的一件事情。
So what exactly is a conflict anyway?
到底什么样是一个冲突？
Here's a good definition.
这有个很好的定义。
You don't have to copy it down. I could send you the slide later.
呀，你不需要了。呀，我等一下可以把这个。
There are three stages here.
有三个阶段。
It says a conflict is a difference between two or more persons or groups.
第一个阶段就是说有两超过两个人中间有差异。
差异 right? Number one is 差异 a difference, where it's characterized by tension, emotionality, disagreement, and polarization.
因为有了这个差异，就变得情绪变得很激动，而且就变成好像有分歧，就是说
极端
观点不一样，走入极端。
Yeah, exactly. So there is emotion. There is a difference. There is emotionality, and where the bonding is broken.
所以在这里就是大家都变得情绪非常情绪化，而在中间彼此的关系会破裂。
A difference is okay.
大家中间有差异没有关系。
We all are different. That's why we have differences.
我们每个人都不一样。
And even emotionality and polarization is okay.
甚至感情冲动，大家的意见极端也都可以。
Because it happens.
因为就是会发生的。
But the most important thing is the third one.
但最重要的是那个第三个阶段。
Is when the bond is broken.
也就是你的关系破裂了。
The most important thing in conflict resolution is to don't let the bond break.
所以当你有冲突的时候，最重要的一点就是不要让你的关系破裂。
Yeah, you know, we often in church pray for unity.
在教会里我们常常祈求合一。
We say, oh Lord, grant us unity.
主啊，求你把合一赐给我们。
Actually, that's not the right prayer.
事实上那不是正确的祷告。
Because the Bible says we already have unity.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们已经，神已经赐下合一。
Because we have been given the same spirit.
因为神给我们同样的灵。
And the same life.
同样的生命。
You remember in the book of Ephesians.
你记得以弗所书这个
样说。Chapter 4, verses 2 and 3.
第四章第二、第三节这个样说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相兼容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心 ，right? It says, make every effort to keep the unity. We already have the unity, but it says to keep the unity through the bond, keep the bond of peace.
所以要竭力保守圣灵所赐。合而为一的心。
What does it mean to keep the bond?
什么叫做竭力保守这合而为一的心呢？
A really good example came from when I was in at a company, and we had leadership training for all the managing directors.
最好的例子就是那时候我还在工作的时候，我们有一个领导的训练。
Yeah, 领导训练。And the person who trained us is a psychologist.
而那个训练我们的人自己是一个心理学家。
He also had an interesting side job.
他还有另外一个工作。
He's a hostage negotiator.
他是一个专门这个人质在那个谈和的时候，他这是他的工作。
Yeah, so if somebody took a hostage and hold a gun to their head, police sends him to go negotiate.
所以当有一个人把一个人质抓的，然后用枪对着人质的时候，要去跟他协调商量的，他就是那个人。
Yeah, he says when someone is holding a gun to you, you really work hard to keep the bond.
他说当有一个人用枪对着你的脑袋的时候，你尽量的要保持不能跟他中间的关系破裂。
Yeah, you keep talking.
你要一直不停地讲。
And you say, oh, you have a brother, I have a brother too.
你说哦，你有一个兄弟，我也有个兄弟。
And you could say, oh, you know, hey, don't do anything rash. I often regret what I do.
你说哎呀，你不要冲动啊，因为我冲动的时候常常都后悔的。
Why do you keep the bond?
为什么你要保持这个关系？
Because it's much harder to kill a person than to kill a thing.
因为要杀一个人比要杀一个物要难多了。
You keep reminding them that you're a person.
你要一再地提醒他们我们都是人。
This is an important image in conflict resolution.
所以当你在调整就是调协争议的时候分端的时候这是非常重要的一件事情。
You gotta remember that the other person, who they are.
你要记得对方是谁。
You got to remember that that person is reachable.
你要记得这个人是你是可以跟他谈上的。
There was a woman called Ashley Smith.
有一个女的名叫 Ashley Smith.
A number of years ago, she lived in Memphis, Tennessee.
好几年以前，她是住在 Memphis.
And there was a man who broke out of jail. He killed a deputy. He killed a judge.
但有一个犯人，他逃出来了，把那个法官以及把那个律师都给杀了。
You remember, you may remember, this man broke into Ashley Smith's apartment.
你可能记得这个人就逃入了这个 Ashley Smith 的公寓里。
Now Ashley had just become a Christian.
Ashley 那个时候刚刚成为基督徒。
In fact, she was reading a book called The Purpose-Driven Life.
事实上，她正在看一本书，那本书叫《标杆人生》。
And this man just broke into her apartment.
这个人就闯入了他的公寓。
And she had a four-year-old daughter.
这个 Ashley 她有一个四岁的女儿。
So she starts talking to this man.
她就跟这个男的一直说话。
She says, my husband died only a few years ago.
她说我的丈夫几年前死了。
He died in my arm because he was stabbed.
他说他是在我的怀里死的，因为他被人杀了。
If you kill me, my daughter would have no mommy and no daddy.
如果你杀了我，我的女儿就无父无母。
Yeah, it's so he says, you know, actually, I don't think it's an accident you came into my apartment.
然后他跟这个犯人说，我觉得你今天闯入我的公寓不是意外。
He says, I'm reading this book called The Purpose-Driven Life, and I think there's a purpose for your life.
我看的这本书是《标杆人生》，我相信你的生命也是有目的的。
She cooked pancakes for him. She read the Bible to him.
然后他就为他做了一些那个饼，然后他把圣经念圣经给他听。
And nine hours later, he surrendered without any incidents.
九个小时以后，这个犯人投降了，没有发生任何事故。
You see, in church,
在一个教会里。
We often don't talk about things. We think it's conflict resolution. It's just conflict avoidance.
事实上，当我们有冲突的时候，我们就避着谈。我们觉得那个就是解决冲突。事实上，那个只是避免，而不是解决。
We say we don't like this person.
我说不喜欢这个人。
But I'm too spiritual to actually talk to them about it.
但是我太属灵了，我不愿意谈这件事情。
I'm so spiritual that when they come this way, I'll go the other way.
因为我很属灵，这个人这头来，我就那头去。
And he's also very spiritual too.
他也是很属灵。
So he doesn't talk about it either.
所以他也不跟我谈。
So we're so spiritual, eventually the church just disappears.
我们因为这么属灵，就到最后教会就缩小了。
Keeping the bond means we remember.
所以要保持关系的话，最重要是我们要记得。
He's my brother.
他是我的兄弟。
And there must be a way to work this out.
因为他是我的兄弟，我们必定能够解决这个问题。
Otherwise, why are we here?
否则的话，我们聚在这里做什么？
Reagan and Gorbachev was negotiating the end of the nuclear cold war arms race.
我不晓得大家记不记得很多年以前，雷根总统跟 Gorbachev 就是俄国的那个总理，在谈判要解决要这个核战的问题。
There was one point when the discussion stalled.
有一段时间，他们两个真的谈不下去。
Gorbachev was Reagan was so angry he just stormed out.
雷根非常的生气，就怒气而走。
And according to the memoirs of his aide, he got to the door, he stopped, and suddenly he turned back.
他的助手在写他的记录回忆录的时候说，他走到门口，突然他停下回头。
He said he grabbed Gorbachev's hand. He said, "Mikhail, may I call you Mikhail?"
他就抓着 Gorbachev 的手说 ，Mikhail， 我可不可以叫你 Mikhail？
He says, "There's got to be a way to work this out because too much is at stake."
他说我们两个一定可以解决这件事情，因为如果不解决的话。我们这个后果太严重。
Can we talk one-on-one just with translators?
我们两个就面对面带着一个翻译官，就我们俩谈。
And it says that was the turning point.
大家说那个就是那个转折点。
And later, Gorbachev was asked what happened.
后来有人问这个俄国总理说，到底什么事发生了
？And Gorbachev said, "We stopped demonizing each other."
他说，什么发生了？就是我们不再把对方当魔鬼看了。
We stop demonizing each other.
我们就不再把对方当魔鬼看。
Yeah, keeping the bond is to see people the way God sees them.
要保持这个关系，最重要的就是要以神的眼光来看对方。
It's not easy.
不容易。
But God did not intend it to be easy.
但是神并不是说这是一件容易的事情。
It's not a natural life.
因为这不是一个自然的
生命。It's a supernatural life.
这是一个超自然的生
命。It's the way God wants us to live and work out our life in Him.
神要我们以他的生命把这些关系调整好
to create a ministry of reconciliation
使我们能够有一个使人和好的事工
to reconcile with God and reconcile with each other
使人与人中间和好使人与神中间和好
That's the purpose for which Christ died
神耶稣就是为这个舍命
Well, I was going to talk about making time for others
然后本来是要跟大家讲大家分享时间
Can I have a few more minutes? Okay, I'll talk fast. Okay, so today none of us seem to have enough time.
今天我们每一个人的时间都不够。
Your cell phone is probably going off all the time.
可能你的手机一直不停地在响。
From the beginning of the first message today until the end of this message, I turned off my cell phone. If I turn it on, I know I have at least 30 new emails.
今天开始讲到一直到现在，我把我手机关了，因为我知道如果不关了的话，我大概会有至少三十封 email。
You go to the restaurant, you see five people sitting around the table, four of them are holding their own iPhones.
到餐馆去，你看五个人到那边去吃饭，四个人手上都拿着手机。
There was a time when we were training about teaching some couples about marriage relationships.
有一段时间我们在教导一些年轻的夫妻关于婚姻。
Yeah, and we had a whole day of sessions.
那我们是一整天。
At the end, we asked each of them to do an exercise.
到最后，我们希望他们能做一个练习。
We gave each of them a candle.
每一对夫妻有一个蜡烛。
We say, this is a pretty big house, just go find your own room.
就是说，这个房子蛮大，你自己去找你的角落。
Take your candle with you.
拿着这个蜡烛。
Go into the room and light the candle.
然后把这个蜡烛点上。
So give it to one of you.
其中一个人拿着这个蜡烛。
That person with the candle has 5 minutes to say exactly what they want to say to the other person.
这个有蜡烛的人有五分钟能够跟对方讲完全他自己心里要说的话。
No interruptions.
对方是不可以打岔。
And then the candle comes to the other person, another 5 minutes.
然后把这个蜡烛给对方，然后对方有五分钟来跟你讲话。
And then the next 5 minutes, they talk to each other.
然后最后的五分钟，你们两个彼此对话。
15 minutes later, we all come back.
15分钟以后，我们大家都回来。
Do you know what happened?
大家知道吗？怎么样？结果
？Nobody came back.
没有一个人回来。
20 minutes, half hour, nobody came back.
20分钟、30分钟，没有人回来。
You know how rare it is to have full attention of someone,
你知道
and to know that you have been heard.
你知道不知道有一个人专心的来听你，而且知道他听进去了，是多么多么多么多么少的。珍贵的一个事情。
Love makes time.
爱会使你花时间。
God wants to have that conversation with you.
神要你与他中间有这个样子的对话。
Just 5 minutes to say what's in your heart.
甚至就是五分钟，把你的心事向他吐露。
5 minutes to hear what he says to you.
花五分钟听听他要告诉你什么。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time together.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这一段时间。
We thank you that your love broke into this world.
谢谢你，你的爱刺破了这个世界。
We just want to take a quiet moment now.
我们现在就希望花一点点安静的时间。
Quiet our hearts.
让我们的心安静下来。
Just picture a candle.
你心里想象有一个蜡烛。
You are holding the candle.
你手上握着这个蜡烛。
Just what would you say to God?
你会对神说什么呢？
Just you and God.
就只有你跟神。
What do you want to tell him the most?
你想要告诉神，最想要告诉他什么？
If he has a few minutes, and you have his total attention.
如果他有几分钟，他专心地听你说。
What would you say to him?
你会对他说什么？
What do you think God would say to you?
你觉得神会对你说什么？
What did God say to you today?
神今天对你说了什么？
I want to speak especially to those friends who are among us.
我要跟在座的朋友们说。
Maybe you're just invited here by someone.
可能有人今天就是邀请你过来。
Maybe you're wondering what this Christian life is all about.
可能你在想，这基督徒的生命到底是什么？
God wants you very much to know.
神非常的希望你能够知道。
That you are loved.
你被他爱。
That you are precious.
你是很珍贵的。
That he wants to invite you into a fellowship of love.
他要邀请你进入与他有爱的团契的关系。
But this fellowship of love is also a fellowship of light.
但这个爱的团契的关系也是一个光的团契。
It's uncomfortable sometimes to come into the light.
有时候进到光里不见得很舒服。
To acknowledge our need.
来承认我们自己的需要。
But it sets you free.
但是如果你承认的话， 你就会得到自由。
I would just respectfully,
我很恭敬地邀请你,
humbly,
非常谦卑地,
invite you,
邀请你,
on behalf of God,
以神的观点来邀请你。
If you want to come into the fellowship of love,
如果你想进入这个爱的关系,
I would just invite you to just raise your hand.
我邀请你现在把手举起来。
Just to let him know,
让神知道,
that we may pray for you and bless you.
这个样我们能够为你祷告。
Is there anyone here today?
请问有哪一位?
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. You can put your hand down. You can put your hand down. Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? You just want to tell God, I want to be in your fellowship with you.
请问还有哪一位? 你说我要与神中间有关系。
Anyone else?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. You can put your hand down.
谢谢。
Love deserves a response.
爱是需要回应的。
Love demands a response.
爱是要求回应的。
Are you willing to tell God,
你愿意向神
说, that I want to respond to your love?
我要对你的爱有所回应。
Is there anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗?
Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
还有哪一位?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just pray for everyone who raised their hand just now.
主，我们谢谢你为在这里刚刚举手的每一位祷告。
We know that you rejoice in our openness.
我知道，当你看到我们愿意放开的时候，你是多么的喜乐。
We are so glad and humbled by your love.
主，我们实在是被你的爱所折服。
Because by your brokenness we are healed.
因为你的鞭伤，我们得到了医治。
By your death we are given life.
因为你的死亡，我们得到生命。
You carried our sorrows and our inequities.
你把我们的罪，把我们的忧伤，归在你那里。
So today we may live free.
所以今天我们能够过一个自由的生命。
And I pray for each person who raised their hand.
我为每一位举手的人祷告。
Help them to live free.
求你帮助他们过一个自由的生活。
Free of fears.
让他们不再惧怕。
Free of worries.
不再忧虑。
Free to love.
能够自由的去爱。
And I pray for each person here.
我在为在这里每一位祷告。
Help us to be free.
帮助我们过一个自由的生活。
Free to live a life of transparency.
让我们过一个透明的生命。
Free to confess our sins before you.
让我们在你的面前认罪。
Free to say sorry when we should say sorry.
当我们该道歉的时候，帮助我们道歉。
Free to take a risk.
当我们该冒险的时候。
Free to listen and to heal.
让我们能够倾听。让我们能够医治。
Lord, I pray that you would bless this, your body.
求主来祝福这个教会，你的身体。
Bless this church.
求你祝福这个教会。
Work with us.
求你与我们同工。
That we may build a genuine community.
我们能够建立一个真实的一个团契。
An authentic community.
一个真诚的团契。
A fellowship of light.
一个光的团契。
A fellowship of love.
一个爱的团契。
That this may be your home.
这个地方真的能成为你的家。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen.